The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What's up, Ichiban? Sweet cast in the house for what is the first night of G Wandering. We're back again. We're doing this fucking insane shit. We're actually doing two nights. We're doing night one and two of G Wandering back to back because we are masochists. How are you doing today, Curtis?
I don't think it's masochist. I mean, like, okay, yes. We're gonna be doing the rest of G1 because we're masochists. We're doing this because it's easiest for us.
Well,
that way you're taking the A block, I'm taking the B block, and
I need to talk to you about
that. They were mixed up. It was a mixed show.
Mm. So it was a mixed show. Got to tell you, by the time we run through these two cards, I'm going to be maybe wanting to swap blocks because there's a few guys flying around this A block that I'm not sure I can watch every fucking match they do. I swear to Christ.
One. Yeah, shouldn't have picked him in the stiff one draft.
Yeah, no, there's fucking two there, let me tell you. But anyway, let's just jump into it real quick. And I just fucking bumped the USB cable. That doesn't make me mad at all. One moment. And that was literally almost the end of dog racing. I almost quit the podcast and fucking just quit. I quit all podcasting, wrestling, everything like that. If this computer fucks me over one more time, I swear to Christ, it's new cables, it's new everything. Like I fucking can't, man. I don't have enough time in my life for this bullshit.
Watch this, Lise. You can actually pinpoint the second when his heart rips in half.
New everything. Like I fucking can't, man. Computers have one job. Do the thing. Do the job that you're fucking created to do. God damn it.
The vibes.
The vibes are less than immaculate.
Unimmaculate.
Let's talk about Sonata and Jake Lee real quick while I'm fucking hot real quick.
Oh, you want to talk about immaculate vibes? Let's talk about Sonata and Jake
Lee. Yeah, fuck.
You want to talk about shit fucking going haywire on you? Let's talk about Sonata and Jake Lee.
Why is anybody paying Jake Lee to be in this company? Have you actually seen this fucking nerd? Like, I can't believe it. This was the first time I ever watched this dickhead wrestle for the first time in my life. I've never seen a less cool person in my life. I was rooting for Sonata. That's how fucking bad this dude is.
Zero fucking aura.
Zero fucking aura, zero chill, the worst facial hair I've ever seen, the worst fucking tights I've ever seen. Smart bastard, the gimmick. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, he sucks. I was like, what? Like, there must be something here. I haven't had a chance to watch him wrestle. They put him in the G1. They're pulling him in the War Dogs. Let's take the coolest faction we've got and put the least cool person in there. Him and fucking Gato's shoes are on the same fucking level of coolness. That's where we're
Gato's at. Gato's shoes.
Whack.
What fucking
immaculate.
Paw did he take those off?
Like, fucking hell, dude. Immaculate. Oh, immaculate. I'm sorry to the listeners. I've come in hot at technology and now fucking everything's catching the brunt. But
you want to know how hot at technology we're talking about here?
Mm.
That fucking app crashed.
Dude, I couldn't cast one time. I couldn't cast one time. I just had to watch it on this fucking computer. Like, I've got a huge TV in my room. I can't watch anything because it can't cast the stream.
I wanted to throw the goddamn thing through a fucking wall.
And don't even get us started on the times. The times, if you run it in English, where it just gives you like American times. And then so I'm doing fucking maths through Google to figure out what the fuck time 1 a.m. PDT is, when normally I'm just used to Japanese times, which is like an hour. So now I've got my app in Japanese just so I can know the time. But then trying to find the thing that will let me change it into English is near impossible. Like, do we just quit? Like, do we just stop? Because this seems entirely too fucking hard right now.
It's funny because we were just talking, you and I were just talking with the Stiff Boys about how we're about to have our 100th episode, by the way, during G1 season this year.
Mm, that might be the final one. May never even make it to 100.
We might not make it.
We might not, We might not. Like, fucking hell, dude. I've never had, like, I just do so much shit in my life, and I try and give this promotion that I love attention, and they just make it so fucking hard. They make it so hard for me to enjoy it, to watch it, to like fucking do anything.
Dude, check this out. Okay. Be me, right?
Mm.
Okay. Don't care for Sonata, mm. right? Drafted Sonata.
Yeah. Right? That's a terrible choice.
Trying to give him some time, some love, trying to give him a little respect, right? Sit down to watch. I say, oh, I used to watch Jake Lee in All Japan. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's up with that. He comes out completely vibeless.
Vibeless.
Auraless.
A no shit aura. Towel on, that's fucking some kind of reveal panel in his tights. Show a little bit of thigh for some reason. Don't know why we made that choice, but here we are.
90s WWE diva.
Yeah.
And then, so they come down. They come in.
He borrowed those off Brie Bella, like on his Jesus.
They start wrestling. It's like a minute and a half into their match. Sonata's done all the work. Jake Lee's done basically nothing.
And it's clunky as fuck. It's slow as fuck. It's a 4 minute and 57 second match that feels like it's gone for 6 hours.
That's what I've got to say. The app crashes. By the time I get the app reloaded, get the show back on, which, of course, at that point, I have to change it back into English because
it's not going to remember that.
A minute and a half into the match, the app crashes. I pull it back up. And by the time I get the thing back up, match is over.
Oh, you were watching it live.
I was watching it live.
Oh,
So match is fucking over. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Now I got to go back and see what the fuck happened. So now I've got to go back and rewatch this fucking match.
Oh no. Which is a level of hell that I can't even imagine.
That's like accidentally slamming your dick in a car door once and going back and doing it a second time just to make sure it
hurt. Dude. Oh, there was no chemistry like whatsoever. I've never seen less personality in one place. Like, oh my God. And then to top that off, they're like, you know what's really going to get our new boy over next week? Let's throw him in there with Evil. Let's just fucking do it, eh? Let's just load the fucking barrel and shoot them straight into Ray's fucking forehead, straight out the go. They start with, they're like, oh, we're all going to do the too sweet. And then fucking the smart bastards, I'm doing these fucking bunnies, fucking does like the too sweet slow eye poke and he's like pointing to his head like he's the smartest cunt in the world. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why is this cunt here? Like, I do not understand what is happening.
We're going to find someone that AEW won't take.
Oh, they're like, we've got a new plan. Instead of making really good talent that get poached all the time, we make terrible talent. Nobody's going to watch them. We lock them down to 20-year contracts, and we just subject Rafe and Curtis to them for the rest of their lives until they die. Oh.
Okay, God. Let's start from the beginning of night one.
There was a lot of good stuff. There was.
Here we go. This is G1 season, and other than that one dud, night one was fucking fantastic.
Let's bring it back. It is G1. Sorry, I'm really trying to bring myself back. Okay, so first thing that happens, we've got Bolton Oleg versus Ren Narita. immediately new Dax watch on Olin. Now, Olin is, so for anybody, we keep talking about our teams, anybody that doesn't listen to WeWork Stiff, why you wouldn't, because they're a great podcast, please do. But over on WeWork Stiff, we took part in the Stiff One draft. So Curtis, myself, Josh, and Dave did a round robin style draft, I guess you'd call it, using the Dave-O-Matic, very fair Dave-O-Matic, where we would take turns drafting wrestlers to create a team of five each that will then gain us points to win. So going through the G Wandering, I think you'll probably hear us reference this a lot because we obviously want to win. Now, first up was you versus me. So it was the West Coast Captains, named for Captain New Japan, and the British Beefcakes, named for you living in Britain. Some people were like,
"This is a beefcake."
Yeah, there's also that. I saw a guy on Twitter was like, "Curtis doesn't have any people that are British in his team. How can he be the British Beefcakes?" I was like, "Nobody in my team's from Western Australia. Nobody from Josh's team is from the Gold Coast, and nobody from fucking Dacim is sure as fuck from Tokenwolf. So I think we're okay."
Dude, no one's from Tokenwolf.
No, nobody. Not even Dave. So it was my team versus your team. Captains versus Beefcakes. It was Oleg Bolton versus Ren Narita. Now, immediately, I was thinking, I probably got this one in the bag, right? And then fucking Bolton comes out, new Dax, a fluffy hat, and a new music. And I'm like, well I am fucked.
Ren's, what was up with Ren's fucking new Dax? Did you check those out at all? Did you catch those?
Are they different? I didn't really catch it.
It's like he's wearing jockeys over his pants. It's fucking weird.
Oh, no, I didn't really clock it.
His new shirt's fucking rad, though.
Yeah, it is. So, it is. That. I like his cape. I like his hat. I like his music. You know, I said his hat, but like his push-up.
I like Ren, too.
Awesome
torture Ren.
Yeah, Joel from the Super J-Cast referred to him as a goblin, and I think that's absolutely the correct way to think of Ren Narita, and it makes me enjoy him even more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so, I'll take it.
So how did you feel about this? So you must have been feeling good. The Beefcakes go in. He's coming out new Dax watch. You got to immediately be feeling pretty confident, and then Oleg picks up his first win in G1 history. You must have been feeling pretty good, first points on the board.
I was like, time to retire. I am retiring.
This is going draft downhill.
Man, I was so excited for this. Like I've been saying since the dude debuted, like, I'm Bolton guy. Like, yeah. I planted my flag there real fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I said in the Stiff One draft, if fucking Antonio Inoki was still running this company, that dude would have been fucking mm-hmm. champion a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think they've got big things for him. They had him like make a lot of noise to get into the tournament, and now I'm hoping they have him make a lot of noise here in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Starting out with a win over Ren, pretty big. He goes on to face Henare the mm-hmm. next night, and whoo boy, we got some fucking thoughts on that one.
Yeah.
So I was amped. 2 points. 2 points for the British Beefcake.
Yeah, there he goes, yeah. And then he's on the board. And then the next match cranks up. And then out comes Will Cosplay, and I'm like, well, I'm also fucked again because it's Shooter versus Newman. Newman's there in his best Will Ospreay costumes, and I was like, oh, no, these two motherfuckers have won their way in, and they're about to win their first two matches. So I was about to go down two immediately.
And that you did, because Callum Newman, with the shock upset, might be the upset of the tournament so far. Callum mm-hmm. Newman getting one over on Shooter Shota Umino.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was this match about? Because, like, okay, these two only worked each other. They worked each other very little in Rev Pro, but they were in Rev Pro together, training together.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought they would have had some sort of fucking chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was going on. Everyone was like, oh, Shooter's fucking cooked. His hips are done. He's fucking washed, whatever. Like, dude's fucking like 27. Shut mm-hmm. the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's fine. Okay. Yeah. Maybe he came back a little early from fucking injury.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Watch the rest of the fucking tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking not everybody needs to have a fucking hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chill out. Because the story that he's about to tell,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to be fucking fantastic. Something is up with Shooter,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to fucking feed nations when it's done.
I think there's no sort of coincidence or anything as well that he played sort of a major part in the press conference as well. You know, stood face to face with Gabe Kidd, picked up Naito's title, was like ultra good boy aura, you know, good boy vibes. So
something's up, man. Mm-hmm. Something's up. And like by the end of this tournament and heading into the home stretch down the way to Wrestle Kingdom, something big is coming for Shooter. All right. And like I'm not a Shooter guy. Like I like Shooter well enough. You know, it's fine. But like I see it, man. Mm-hmm. I see it. And like I'm convinced Shooter is not him. Mm-hmm. I'm about to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
Yeah. Well, I really hope so. And he's clearly, you know, he's putting on size at the moment. I think that's pretty clear. You know, he's doing a bit of a bulk situation.
Some motherfucker online, like, oh, where's his fucking abs? You look like shit. Like, fuck you, man. Dude just got over like a hip injury. You ever tried to work out when you got a fucking cracked hip?
Absolutely. I'm sure when that's happening, he's like, well, time to fucking start eating a lot of food and fucking put on some size while I'm stuck here and then fucking turn that into muscle. You know what I mean? Yeah. He'll be even bigger by the time it's done. Absolutely. And it's like, where's your fucking
wrestling fans? Stop fucking body shaming.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. No one is as chubby and fucking unattractive as wrestling fans. Okay. We do not body shame people. Not in this house, not in this fucking federation, not in this fucking fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah. See, like when I talked about Jake Lee, I didn't even talk about his terrible physique. I talked about all his other physical attributes. Exactly.
I'm going to bop him on the nose with a fucking rolled up newspaper like a bad puppy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Knock that shit off.
We've started so hot today. We're not normally like this. We're normally the positive ones. But got to tell you, a computer crashing 5 minutes into a fucking recording, that's going to send me. Like, that is going to send me over the edge.
Dude, my fucking app crashing fucking 8 goddamn times in 9 matches.
See, that's the thing. We're already on the edge. The New Japan app has put us on the edge and driven us to this point, you know.
I'm going to fight. Is there a way that I could fight the New Japan app?
Nah, but you could probably fight Tanahashi directly.
I would never.
Yeah, I'd give him a little kiss. Anyway, moving on.
Just run a little Eskimo kiss.
Yeah, yeah, just a little, just one of these. Absolutely. That was my nose on the mic. Hey, so the next match, though, was an absolute banger. It was Hanare versus El Fantasmo. Now, I got to say,
Jesus.
Hanare is putting in fucking work this tournament. You see that promo after this, like backstage, where it's just like, it's not that now you don't have all your fucking boys. It's like 3 years ago you were talking a lot of shit. And then he's like, but all you fucking, essentially all you white dogs don't even fucking understand the fucking power of the mana. I'm fucking absorbing all that shit. I'm just fucking turn it around and you're all about to eat it, basically. And it's so fucking cool. And he had this like, because he's always been very aggressive in his promos, but now he's got this sort of swagger to him now that he's got the title and he's laughing at him and so, and he's really becoming fucking him, and I just love to see it. The confidence is bleeding off him. I love it.
It's so fucking cool to see, man.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see. Because, like, he's always been, like, you know, I'm a fucking double hard motherfucker, and, like, I can take you out, and, like, you know, but this is professional wrestling and shit like that, so maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't always look like it, but it's always been like, I will fuck you.
And like, I know that in real life he is that man. But then when he's like, there's a reason why Mikey Nichols couldn't break my neck. There's a fucking reason why I didn't fucking bleed to death when my head was split open. It's the fucking Mata Aura. It is the fucking like magic, basically. And I love it. Yeah. It's sick. And I really believe like the Japanese fans are going to, like, as if they already hadn't, they draw pictures of him and shit all the time. But I think they're really going to fucking start to be about what he's putting out into the world.
And then he fucking ends ELP. Like, oh.
Ends him. Fuck.
Ends him and takes the mana, takes the power, takes the fucking token directly from his soul, like Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
And fucking puts it into his body and he says, what is yours is mine, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I will use this to
it's the fucking quickening, bro. It's Highlander
image.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh,
so good.
Fuck yeah.
so good.
I need somebody to do like an anime picture of Hanare, but then have the tattoo glowing. That would be fucking sick after it's absorbed fucking power.
That'd be badass.
That'd be dope.
Like, but like, yes, like the quickening, like with the lightning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Looking fucking sick. I don't want to overshadow though the work that, you know, we talked about it over on the Stiff One, but like, you know, ELP's really backing in this story he's telling, like about being brokenhearted and slower and, you know, and things like that. But then he still really gives that fire, like as he gets later into the match. But I like that he starts the matches crouching down, you know, and Hanare's like, stand the fuck up, you know, be a man, let's fucking go. Then when he fights Ren the next week, just kicks him straight in the fucking face. Like Ren's like, you want to be down here, motherfucker? Like, Ren's not going to wait for you to get up. What are you doing? Like, it was funny.
No, he's not. He's not going to look for you to meet him on the field of battle.
No,
you don't want to start in the negative position against a dude like Ren Narita,
yeah,
who can fuck you up,
yeah,
but will also do it underhandedly.
Yeah, yeah,
like, just for fun.
Yeah,
for funsies.
For funsies. Absolutely, especially when he's down one. But yeah, I think I love that Hanare's off to a fucking flyer, and he absolutely deserves to be. You know, the way he's sort of been booked in previous G1s and stuff like that, he's really been like one big win and then the rest losses. I think he should be in the mix here. I don't know if you see him in finals, but I think he deserves to be like a dominant never champion.
Let's go through so far. And as we go through, we're going to start judging people's their performances, their stocks. Stocks,
yeah, sure.
Up, stocks down.
Sure.
Stocks middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oleg Bolton, stocks up?
Stocks up.
Ren Narita?
Stocks up. I like Ren. I like what he's doing, and especially...
No, just so far right now in this tournament.
After those two matches, absolutely stocks up, especially the second match. I really liked him in the ELP.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who is next up? Callum Newman, stocks up, stocks down?
I would say stocks up. I think he's still not as far up as Oleg is, you know what I mean? But I think there's definitely potential in him. He's still got a way to go, though.
Okay, Shooter. After the first match, stocks down. After the second match?
Stocks up. So would you say that the down went down, but then the up took him above where he already was? I would say.
So I was watching the first match and I was like, oh, this isn't very good, you know, things like that. Like then I got on why would I ever open Twitter during the G1? But open it up and I'm looking at our official Twitter page, Ichiban Sweet, by the way, if you all want to follow. And people on there like, oh, Twitter, he's fucking done. Get him out. Like, he hurt himself, all this fucking terrible shit. And it's like, then second match. Like, he was like, oh, you dumbasses, I'll fucking show you. And that match was fucking it.
Yeah.
Fucking
it was good. It.
So I would say the lows were pretty low, especially with a lot of the fucking smooth brain takes I was seeing on the fucking internet. You know, like, LOL, who let bro cook? Motherfucker comes out and has a match of like possible match of the tournament so far with fucking Shingo. Now, he was having a match with Shingo, so it's hard not to have a good match.
Sure.
When you're having a match with Shingo. But oh my God, you could see the fucking heights that Ren Narita could really get to.
Sure.
So, like, I would say people thought the lows were low, the highs were proven to be higher stocks.
Yeah, sure. Should we be doing this? I feel like we should be doing this full stonks assessment as we go, but yeah, like at the end. But no, maybe we'll just do them as we touch base on it. It's just the whole thing is that as we go through, we'll then immediately talk about their second match when we're not even up to that, is what I'm thinking.
Fair enough.
Do we do all the stonks at the end? We'll do the stonks at the end. Pause it at Shota, and then we'll keep on cruising for now, and then we'll do them at the end. That way we can do them in order. Next up was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Great O'Khan. How'd you feel about this one?
My wife's favorite match of the tournament.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. I like that O'Khan is like trying to challenge himself. Now here's the thing. Challenge yourself to get more than two wins.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to use my 13 forms of martial arts or whatever and meet my opponent on their field. And it's like, no, nah, man, maybe don't.
Just try and win, man.
Just try and win, really, you know?
Yeah.
Challenge yourself to get a, to get 6 points. Mm-hmm. Challenge yourself to get more than 2 wins.
Yeah, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he can't possibly be this guy all the time, right? Like, he can't possibly be this fucking G1 joke every fucking year.
Yeah, I don't know what
people are going to start looking at him like, oh, this guy again?
I feel like they're already damaging him regularly. Like, he's had high highs, and they are, I feel like they're doing damage to him. So we'll see. He might pick up some good wins. I did think he was, we'll talk about it when we get to it, but I did think he was really good with Gabe. But yeah, it is what it is. Zack Sabre Jr. was really good in this, though.
Zack Sabre Jr. was really good, man. Mm-hmm. Picked up two points on the opening night.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's not winning, right?
You say that. Maybe he just clean sweeps it, you know. But they also can't fucking always do the guy who wins loses at the start and then wins at the end. You know what I mean? You got to fucking give us some peaks and valleys. If they do that again, I'll be like, why are we even fucking doing this? Like,
can't they?
Yeah, I mean, they probably will, but yeah. So either way, I was like, oh, I kind of thought.
Naito's not picked up any wins yet. I'm just pointing.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. We'll talk about Zach again when we come to the Naito match. I think that was the bit more, telling one for him. But yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed the match though. After that was Jeff Cobb and Goto. Now, I was hoping for a bit of a Goto win here. I'm not all the way surprised it didn't happen because Goto's on my team. But these two are great together, right? Like, this was
a banger. Fuck Rafe's picks for like the first half of the night, though, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, so I had Ren and Shooter and both lost. Then I had Zach win, and then I had Goto lose. But then I get a big win later.
Yeah. So, when it came to Cobb and Goto, this was like when we talk about rebuilding the never, like this was it, man.
Yeah.
This was.
But in the TV
scenario. But in the TV title,
yeah,
obviously. Mm-hmm. And it just shows like what a strong mid card they have. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's always like, oh no, New Japan doesn't have anybody to put at the top right now, mm-hmm. except for Naito. And it's like, yeah, but that mid card is fucking stacked, yeah. Dude.
They can elevate people. And I reckon over the course of these two nights, people are already being elevated.
Ooh, hot take. Let's hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well, we'll hear really it as we come to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, it was really good.
I really liked it.
Next, and it was under the 15 minutes as well. That was one talking point that we had was if Jeff Cobb loses, I reckon you'll see it in the longer matches. At the moment, he's training to defend the TV title, so he works in a 15-minute time limit. He defeated Hiroki Goto in 7 minutes and 24 seconds. I reckon when you see Jeff Cobb lose, he'll lose at like 20 minutes. You know, that'll be the story that he's like.
The Yoda Tsuji.
Yeah. He's like theory. At his best in the shortest, yeah. All right, next up was Jake Lynn Sonata. Nothing fucking left to say there, though you do have Sonata on your team. Suck it, and he lost. Next up was Yuya versus Finlay in Josh's battle of his own team. Bit of an upset win here. I will say, though, that I am, like, feeling Finlay this tournament. So when I talk about
fuck yeah.
people, you know, like he's fucking tough boy, fucking power bombing, dominating, like just big man offense is fucking sick, dude. Like, and there was a point where Yuya tries to like fucking swing him into the fucking corner, but then he jumps over him or something. Like, how'd it go? But then like Finlay just tucks and rolls, fucking comes up on one knee, comes back at him. I was just like, and his agility's off the chain, like as well. I'm like, I think we're going to see this tournament is the fucking one where people stop talking shit about what he can do in the ring.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah. Dude, I'm really sad he's not in my team, eh? I think he's.
I know, right?
And he started off slow. I think he's going to fucking win B Block, man. I feel it. Like, he's definitely a finalist, but yeah.
It's his. You and I have been on that bring gold or bring bodies shit.
He's living it.
Well over a year now. Mm. And it's cool to finally see after the stutter stops, mm-hmm. you know, the issues with, you know, his New Japan Cups and shit like that. Like, it's cool to see him really fucking coming for the upper echelon of, sure. of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's so fucking neat to see. Mm-hmm. And now we can sit here and talk about how awesome David Finlay is being right now in this tournament, because he's had two matches and both of them were fucking hot.
And what's crazy is he lost both as well.
Yes.
But we still like so jacked on what he's doing, which is really cool. So,
but when it comes right down to it, mm-hmm. this was the Yuya Uemura match.
Yeah, and he did really well.
Woo. This match was fucking it, dude.
Yeah, it's the best match I've seen Yuya have. It's the best match I've seen him have.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Especially since he was a fucking young lion. Mm-hmm. It's easily his best match since he came back. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, you know, you finally got to see that fire that was there in him before he went on Excursion.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's fucking Excursion got fucked up by COVID, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. He's coming back and he's finally hit his stride. And man, he is taken fucking off. When we get to night two, mm-hmm. we'll talk more about Yuya Uemura. Mm-hmm. But yeah, both of these guys looking fucking spicy, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a match.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. It was great. And I think Josh, who's got them both on his team, would be feeling very happy about it. Like, with the performances from both guys, he's in for a good fucking tournament. What was next? Next up was Evil versus Gabe Kidd. Bullet Club Deska is fucking what Bullet Gabe Club Kidd Deska? Said to fucking Evil right in his face in the press conference. You think you're fucking Bullet Club? Like, what are you talking about? Your Bullet Club?
I love that.
And then fucking Gabe's undone, hoisted by his own petard, as they say, because yet again, he just loses it. He gets the best of Togo, but the ref tries to pull him off. He throws the ref out of the ring and then opens the door for Evil and fucking Dick to go to fucking do what they do. And opens he gets under. The and then out the back, he's like fucking turns his anger on Tanahashi. He's like, I thought you said you were cleaning this shit up. How am I fucking dealing with this in the G1? You know?
I love
He's
it,
just man. Spraying like- everyone.
The story that they're telling with Tanahashi and Evil, it's fun. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, dude, Osaka's fucking War Dog territory. Osaka's Gabe Kidd territory.
Gabe, man. Huge baby face. Huge baby face in fucking Osaka. Also, could Evil and fucking Dick Togo like even catch one fucking centimeter of Gabe when he comes over the fucking top rope at the start?
Right.
They fucking are right there in the middle. There's two of them. They know he's coming and they just both fucking bail. And he just fucking flat out wipes on the fucking. I was like, good one if he just fucking destroys his fucking pelvis. Like, I was like, Jesus.
He landed fucking coccyx first.
Yeah.
That was fucking unfortunate.
I know. I was far. I was like, I hope this is not the end of his tournament. And then he's fucking doing like fucking moonsaults and shit off the fucking off the apron. So
what is that?
He's a mad. He's
Gable.
They love him.
Fucking God, dude. Yeah. And the cool part is like normally when fans start cheering for him and stuff, he's yelling, "Shut the fuck up, fuck you."
Yeah.
And all this like you could tell he was fucking living it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely living it.
He's, in my eyes, he's like the next Stone Cold Steve Austin, man. He's like the closest thing to it for me right now.
Let's fucking go. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in. Let's go.
Exactly. That's it. I fucking loved it. Obviously he gets undone, which isn't surprising because we were talking about, you have Evil as well. So another win for you.
Nah.
But you got him very last. But this is what we kind of expected from Gabe Kidd, right? Banging performances. Probably not a lot of wins because, you know, he's kind of protected because he can sort of undo himself over and over. But once he starts picking up wins and shit, everybody's going to fucking lose it. Next up was Takeshita versus Tsuji.
Lord almighty.
Yeah.
Lord almighty Takeshita versus Tsuji. Mm-hmm.
Now, I was pretty cooked on red wine when I was watching this. I remember like a golden aura and great things happening, but I don't really remember the match. Was it as good as I remember?
Better.
It was good.
It was so fucking good, bro.
Yeah.
The
Takeshita hits itself. In Japan for sure.
Oh my God. Like I know Takeshita is good. I've seen Takeshita. Like I've heard all about Takeshita. Like I've heard all about his matches in AEW. Mm-hmm. I've seen his matches from DDT now, mm-hmm. you know, like I know the dude can fucking go. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. It's not every day you find someone who can fucking manhandle Yoda Tsuji.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. It's fucking big boy shit.
Big boy shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking. I love that Okada is, you know, Okada's gone and we've replaced him with a dude who's doing what Okada should have been doing.
I mean, unfortunately we haven't really replaced him, but at least yeah, we got a phone in, you know?
Nah. Yeah. But this is what Okada should have been doing for the kids. Mm-hmm. And man, this is great. This is great stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to piss me off so much when he goes back to AEW at the end of the month.
He's good though, he's really fucking good. So and Tsuji is looking really good in this tournament. Now, I didn't pick Tsuji. I had the opportunity to pick Tsuji because I got first picks in one and two rounds. And I was on the fence, but in the end, I was just like, he just won New Japan Cup. I think he's gonna do really well, but I doubt they'll have him win. But after the first two nights, I'm like, fuck, I'm not so sure. Because he's feeling real fucking special.
Real special, man. Like, you want to talk about people that we think are being elevated currently? Mm. Like, Tsuji's hitting.
He is hitting.
His stride.
I will say, though I did not get Tsuji, I did get fucking Shingo Takagi, and he's looking real good also.
Man. Shingo.
He's doing the best way. He's looking like big boy shit right now. Like his fucking speech and shit after Naito's gone. He's like, I'm not intimidated by any of these young motherfuckers. He's like, I'm 41. I don't give a fuck. I'm the most virile old man you'll ever see. I'm 41. So I'm like, this is my shit right here. This is me living vicariously. He's actually 1 month younger than me. I could be doing that if I hadn't wasted my life. But I did. So, dude. I'm feeling real good about Shingo as well. I don't know if he's going to win, but he definitely has to be in the conversation.
I'm in on Shingo, man. Mm. Like if they were like, nah, fuck it, Shingo's winning. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't even fucking blink. I'd just be like, yeah, of course,
Shingo's of course. He
obviously.
Don't you reckon he was looking like after fucking he dismisses Naito? It's like, this guy feels like the champion of New Japan. Like he feels like he should be the elder statesman fucking champion.
I always say that there's, you know, three like super special talents that mm-hmm. New Japan can put forward as we have the best in the world, mm-hmm. you know, and one of them is Shingo and ZSJ and El Desperado.
Sure.
And like this tournament so far has been like, I don't want to say a coming out party for either of those guys, Shingo or ZSJ, mm-hmm. but and I got corrected by my wife yesterday. It is ZSJ.
Oh,
ZSJ.
I would say ZSJ okay. too, to be fair.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. and you know, I told her you can fucking remind me it's ZSJ when back in 1776. Anyway, so the thing about Shingo right now, mm-hmm. is he's not just winning, he's winning fucking decisively.
Yeah.
Like that match with Naito, like had me really worried, really worried. Cause mm-hmm. like Naito didn't get shit in at all.
No.
Like Naito was looking fucking rough, dude. Like so the Naito's washed fucking discourse mm-hmm. that's been going on. And then the first match of the G1, he's so beat up he can't get all the way over in the Destino and things like that. And I'm like, is this selling or did I fuck myself with by picking that second overall?
Is he leaning into it or is he actually fucking legitimately on the way out? Like Shingo said in the post-match things, he was like, I approach this match like it might be our last singles match, was what he said on the mic. So that's
fucking tough to hear, man.
Yeah.
That's real tough.
My personal answer, I think you did fuck yourself by picking Naito. You had the second pick. I was shocked when you chose Naito as your first pick. I was like, what are you doing? Like, because he's not going to win. He might get a lot of points, but I was like, fuck, dude. Like, that's a crazy pick.
I don't
pick
think anyone but Zack Sabre Jr. is winning. So when you took Zack Sabre Jr., I was like, well, fuck, who's going to get a lot of points after that?
Naito. Yeah. I'm still not all the way convinced that Zack Sabre Jr. will win. But I hope to fuck he does. But
it's coming home.
Yeah. I really hope so. But yeah, we will see. It's all up in the air at the moment. It feels like it. But yeah, either way, it will either turn into a genius move by you or your undoing, I think. Evil will actually win and he'll win you the contest. The fucking last guy you chose. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Second night started with Sonata versus Callum Newman. Tell me about this match because I haven't watched it. I missed it and haven't had the stomach to go back and watch it.
I think if you go into this, just get that thing from Men in Black, zap yourself in the fucking face with it, and go back and watch this match. And I think you might see some things from Sonata. Like, he looks like he was getting kind of annoyed at the young man showing him up and things like that, moving with a little bit more momentum, getting shouting and things like that in the middle of the match. I think you might see something.
Okay, so go in with a blank slate
on that match.
Yeah,
the closing stretch on that match was real fucking good. The match was great. The closing stretch was very, very good.
And that illustrates to me again, it's what we've always said about Sonata, right? He can hang with people that can go, but he can't drag somebody to something good. He's right there with anybody that's doing it, but he can't be the one leading it. Yeah, e.g. the Jake Lee match, right? Like, he couldn't fucking drag him kicking and screaming to something good. But
he plays down to his competition.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'll have to go back and watch that. I am going to watch it. I just ran out of time. That was the last one. Hanare versus Oleg Bolton. Let's go.
Brother. After the first night.
That's a lot of mana to consume. He would have been full after that.
So much mana. Meaty, proteiny mana.
Yeah.
Like, these two.
Gristly.
Just beat fucking tar out of each other. And it was so good. And, like, the best part was, I love this about Bolton, that he's such a badass. And he's such, like, a big motherfucker that, like, even if he beats you, like, he's like, no, this is just competition. Like, there's no hatred here.
Yeah.
So, like, even when he loses, and he sees someone like Hanare, and Hanare's got that, it's all respect with Hanare, right? Mm-hmm. So Hanare, like, sees him, and Hanare's got his belt, and Bolton's like, thank you, sir. That was a good match. And Hanare's like, yeah,
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It fucking was. Did we just become best friends?
Want to join the United Empire?
So yeah, like, and of course, like, I called it out on, shouted it out on Twitter, like, the first night, fucking Hanare grabbing the mana, pulling your fighting spirit from your fucking chest, and then of course he does it to anyone else who he vanquishes. I fucking love it. I love that shit. That was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What a fucking fiery hot flame, badass maneuver. Like, how is fucking 1992 Mortal Kombat came out and no fucking wrestler's done that?
I know. Until now.
What the fuck, man?
But he doesn't do it, like, super overtly either. You know what I mean? He's not, like, super hamming it up or anything. It's just a subtle kind of thing. So if you haven't picked up on it, when you watch Hanare beat somebody these days, watch what he does when they're on the ground, and you'll pick up on it. Next up was Gabe Kidd defeating the great O'Khan. This was better from O'Khan bit of fire. It's kind of like Gabe Kidd's like, I'm going to beat you at wrestling. He was like, I'm going to beat you at brawling. And fucking just did both.
I loved it. Again, but the silliness.
The lariat. That lariat.
Oh.
Speak about souls and minor leaving bodies.
Right.
I love when he does that. Ooh. That one where he fucking bounces off the ropes with his chest and spins around into that huge lariat. It's like one of my favorite moves. And it's kind of like, remember when Dean Ambrose used to do that terrible slingshot clothesline back in WWE where he kind of go through the ropes into absolute dog shit. This is how you do it, because he just hits it and then fucking comes off and just fucking takes your head off. And O'Khan ate it like a sack of shit. It was fucking so good.
That's, yeah, the Dean Ambrose, Moxley, stealing that from Nigel McGuinness,
mm-hmm.
who used to actually do it and make it look fucking cool.
Yeah. Oh, was it Nigel McGuinness used to do that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Moxley did not do it well. I'd have to watch Nigel McGuinness do it. But Gabe's is sick because he just sort of staunches onto the ropes and then fucking hits you.
I love it.
It's great. Absolutely. And I love that he ended the match with it. I love that that was it. It was like a one-hit kill. Because he sometimes does in the middle of matches, and quite often he gets stopped from completing it. You know, like he bounces off and kind of goes for it and then gets shut down. So, yeah, that was sick.
Let me ask you, you as New Japan fan.
Mm-hmm. I am.
What are we doing with O'Khan?
You already asked me that, and I said, I don't fucking know.
I just ranted about it, and like then we bring it up again. Why you do this to my boy? Look how they massacred my boy.
Look what you've done to him.
Look what you've done to him.
Yeah.
He's a sad boy. He's going to have to go home and get a hot oil massage from three women.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I got to tell you. I do not know. I don't know who he's pissed off. I don't know whose wife is banged. I don't know, like, what has happened.
Everyone's.
Clearly everyone's, but... Yeah,
I think so. Maybe they just, you know, they don't see the character that he plays in the ring as something they can market. Maybe they don't see the character outside the ring as something they can market. Maybe he's cool.
Yeah.
Just being this guy. But like, he's better than this.
He is.
Do you think he will get more than two wins this entire tournament?
No, not the way he's going right now. I think that's pretty clear.
Like, okay, over under 1.5 wins.
Oh, I think over, because I think it's going to be a little bit tighter, but he's going to be the bottom of this block. He's going to finish as the fucking biggest loser, I would say.
That hurts my soul.
Yeah. It's not great. It
hurts my soul. Mm. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. All right, which match are we up to? Great O'Khan. Okay, we're on from that. Next up, this will make you feel better. Ren Narita defeating El Phantasmo. That was really fun.
I liked it. It's funny because like I love what ELP is doing, the character stuff that he's mm-hmm. doing right now, but I don't like watching ELP be sad. Mm. I want ELP to be happy.
This is fair.
I want ELP to have shiny lights and snarky comments and cool jacket with light up.
Yeah, he doesn't even turn the lights on his jacket anymore.
Why bother?
He's too sad.
Why bother? Yeah. Mm. It would just be one big emoji of a sad face.
Yeah, exactly. Which would be funny if he did do that.
That would actually
be. Which is not what he wants. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be funny.
That's the thing. It's not. He's not like funny, sad. He's not. Mm-hmm. No, it's just fucking pathetic. Yeah. It makes me sad.
Mm.
And I hate it.
What do you think is next for him?
I want ELP.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want him to find? You know what? I in a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
He would learn that he doesn't need friends, that he can rely on himself.
Yeah. He's all the friends he needs.
In another funner world, he goes completely off the rails
mm-hmm.
and fucking becomes mega crazy heel
mm.
and starts drinking that Giotto fucking Kool-Aid, and they go down super heel like rabbit hole.
I feel like they need to get him away from Giotto.
They do.
Like,
they absolutely do.
Yeah, like, for real.
This whole I don't have friends thing is pretty funny when Giotto's following her.
Like a fucking lost dog, and he's like, who's this fucking cunt? So, yeah, I don't think he should be with Giotto anymore. So I wonder whether, like, that is a turn on him from Giotto, or Giotto turns on him as well. I don't really know.
Or Giotto just stays home and watches fucking Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
And then whatever.
Whatever.
I love ELP.
Yeah.
I love ELP. I just want ELP to not be sad.
Yeah.
If he's going to be happy being a naughty boy, then that'd be great. If he's going to be happy realizing that true happiness comes from recognizing your own self-worth, that's great. I'm going to speak to him.
Yeah.
El Phantasma. My friend, true happiness. And this is a problem that I have as a man who suffers with depression. Now, your friends and the people around you are there to accommodate your happiness. They are not there to build your self-worth.
Correct.
Your self-worth comes from the light that's inside of you. And right now, that light inside of you, it might seem dim. It might seem dim, but know that we all know that that light can shine bright, buddy.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it, mate.
You can do it. You can do it.
That was very nice, Curtis, and I think he needs to hear it. So we might have to release an ELP edit of our own, and it's just that little speech. Ichiban Sweetcast ELP edit, and it's just you go, ELP come edit. On, mate. You can do it, mate.
You can do it, bro.
We believe in you. Yeah. I kind of hope he doesn't, like, I feel like a heel turn would be like the easy choice. You know what I mean? Everybody about me is I'm going to be a bad boy. Is. Like, I feel like him throughout the tournament finding the fire in himself. Like, he literally hitting rock bottom, Giotto gives up on him, he's just on his own, and he finds it in himself. I feel like it's the winning fiery babyface storyline we need to see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say that if there is something Healy coming, that we wouldn't love it.
Oh, I'm sure to be great. Yeah, absolutely.
Spoon. Mm-hmm. But we want to see him succeed. We want to see a babyface ELP run for real.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone who's relying on your homeboys. Yeah. Someone whose homeboys
rely on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail right on the head, my man. I think this is what he needs. So we can only help. We can only support him from afar and hope he can find that strength in inside himself. The same way I hope I can find the strength inside myself to keep doing this podcast despite the bullshit that New Japan throws at us with the likes of the app.
Not just the app, but the likes of, I believe, Evil versus Jake Lee.
Oh, which is the next match. No! This was shit. Who cares? Who even won? Evil. There's another win for you. That's good.
Boom. I'll take it.
Boom. Hopefully not another win for Jake Lee. Next up was Yuya Uemura defeating Hirooki Goto. Hurts my soul, but a very good match. And another more good stuff from Yuya.
Fucking win from Yuya Uemura.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude's got it.
He does.
Dude's got it.
He's hitting the steam. I do think, though, that this bodes well for Goto's later tournament. Amy's like, are you worried? That's a couple of losses on the board for Goto. I'm like, that means Goto going to do some business in the later rounds for sure.
G&G1, baby. G&G1.
Yeah, G&G1. He'll probably fucking win the thing. Then what's up?
That's what. Like, someone was like, oh, Goto, he's not going to win, but he's doing pretty good. I'm like, are you fucking sure? Like, I think I asked you this on the Stiff One. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can you 100% look me in the eye and tell me right now, Goto will not win this tournament?
Yeah. You can't. You just cannot.
You just can't.
He was a fucking New Japan Cup finalist 10 seconds ago, and he's fucking delivering bangers. If you can put the belt on Naito, you can put the belt on Goto. He's more physically, like, fucking able than Naito is.
It's true.
Mm.
It's true. He's not just more physically able. Like, I think he's... No one in wrestling earns anything. People mm-hmm. in wrestling deserve things mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. But like, no, I got that wrong. Sorry. No one in wrestling
deserves anything. Sure.
People in wrestling earn things. And I think he's probably fucking earned it. He's been with the company for decades.
Yeah.
2 decades at this point.
And like the same level of quality for like his whole career. He hasn't fallen off. He does less because they do less with him, but he's like delivers the same quality. And he fucking, some of the moves and shit he was fucking throwing into fucking Yuya, like just crazy shit, dude. Like absolutely beating the fuck out of him.
And yeah, he's got that. He's got Yuya there who's 22, 23, 24-year-old man. Mm-hmm. And here's fucking Goto, 40. And he, or, you know, ish, and fucking doing wild shit.
And then think about the match he had with Yoda Tsuji as well. Is it a bad idea fucking Goto being a champion? You know what I mean? Putting him up against these dudes, dragging him to good matches, showing him how it's done. You could have worse fucking people on top than Goto. That's for fucking sure.
I really think you could have a lot worse people on top than Hirooki Goto.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the year of our Lord 2024.
Absolutely. Though I do think you could argue that you get all of that with Shingo and more, though. If you were gonna choose Goto over Shingo, it's because you've got storyline plans or like, you know, you want to give him the gold watch kind of thing. But either way, I think fucking there is a scenario where you could put Naito versus Goto in the dome on top and people would come. I think it would absolutely fucking sell tickets. So yeah.
Yeah. You got 6 months to build it.
Yeah. I mean absolutely.
Go for it.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All right. Next up was my wee boy Shota Umino defeating Shingo Takagi, which was crazy because I was like, another easy win for my boy Shingo here. And then fucking Shota takes him out. Now, Shota was crazy for me because I picked Shota up in the third round. You know, that round where you guys all started smoking crack? And then you're like, we're all doing wild picks this round. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get Shota, like, because none of you have picked him. Because you dudes, you're like, fucking third round draft pick, I'm getting Oleg. And Dave's like, fuck it, I'm getting Newman. And then who Josh get? I think Josh got Jake Lee. And I was like, I'll just get Shota, thanks. Cheers.
Bunch of jack-offs.
Yeah, I was like, what are you assholes doing? But hey, I might be the one with fucking egg on my face. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try and do that. I mean, there's fucking no guarantees in life, but you know, the only thing certain in life are death and taxes, and this ain't taxes. This is pro wrestling. So true to Umino, but like you said earlier, we talked about it briefly, way better performance for him here. He was looking great. Of course, it was with Shingo, but again, showing the value of having experienced guys like Goto and Shingo on top. As you raise this new generation, these are the guys they need to be in the ring with if you want them to be the future Okadas and Ospreys and Omegas.
What the fuck is up with Shooter's hair?
We can't get on this. We've got fans that get on us for, see, we can't body shame. We can't hair shame.
It's not hair.
He just had such great hair is the problem.
He had great hair.
Great hair.
Bring back the mullet, Shooter.
Get the mullet back. And then also, I just missed the tights as well. I like the pink tights. I don't like the pink and weird flares. The feathery flares are not for me. Anyway, we're not getting onto it.
We are fans of pink and blue. Yes, it's the podcast colors.
Absolutely.
You know, we are fans of a white booted good guy.
Mm-hmm.
We are fans of mullety good guy.
Mm-hmm. It's my preference.
Go. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go.
Let's go. Let us go. All right. Next up was Zack Sabre Jr. defeating Tetsuya Naito. Now, this is very interesting for a few reasons. A, you could potentially be looking at the favorite match scenario for a lot of fans to main event Wrestle Kingdom. The way he won wasn't definitive. It was like a cool flash pin. Though that said, he hit him with that Zack driver, bro, and I thought that was the end of fucking Naito's life. Eh? That was stupid.
It was the end of Okan the night before.
Yeah, and he dumped him. And then when he wins, slides out of the ring, grabs that belt, fucking kicks down the guardrail, walks through the crowd all the way up to the hard cam. You know, the cam where they used to be like Rainmaker all the way to the back, walks all the way up to it and fucking holds the title in the camera. and essentially says, I'm him. And that was fucking dope.
Hang it in the loom. That picture.
Yeah.
Of Zach
holding the title.
His back to the fucking hard cam with the fucking title over his shoulder and everyone in Osaka Joe Hall turning
just going head. Sick.
Like they just saw fucking Superman fly by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
It was dope. Dude. It was so dope.
What a moment.
Yeah.
What a fucking moment.
Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. So I think with the way the match gets, some people may say Zach's had two wins. He's beat the champion. He's definite. He's going to be like a match on the road to Wrestle Kingdom. And that could very well be the case. But I don't think it's a like 100% chance that that isn't the main event of Wrestle Kingdom. Like, absolutely not.
Royal Quest 4.
Yeah.
Zach versus Nitro.
I fucking hate this dumb British pay-per-view that's stuck in the on the fucking way to Wrestle Kingdom where they're like, we've got to put Zach in the main event every time. It's so annoying.
I don't hate it. I think it's fucking awesome.
It is if they decide to do that instead of putting him in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom.
No. Because he's going to win the title there in front of me, in front of my big, beautiful green doe eyes.
And then who's he defending and against?
I've never been happier and more fulfilled.
You think they're calling the audible on Nido?
Citizen of Her Majesty's Queen, you know, His Majesty's fucking...
I mean, it would be a great place to see it. Are you saying they're pulling the life support off Nido? They feed the belt. They're like, just get through fucking G1. Royal Quest, you drop it to Zach, then Zach defends against somebody else at Wrestle Kingdom. Is that what you're saying? Naito's not even in the main event.
Zach versus Shingo?
I wouldn't hate it. Because, I mean, there is something to be said that the last Wrestle Kingdom was really the perfect Naito moment. It was everything he'd ever wanted. He did the roll call, fucking him and Sonata, fucking kind of had the thing, fucking... You know, Evil come in, they fucking dispatched him together. Like, he did the, like, it was everything. So, what else can Naito do?
Lose to Moxley.
But he didn't. Like, he beat Moxley. Are you saying, what?
That's the thing is, like, once the story is done, once Cody Rhodes has completed his story, where do you go from there?
Exactly. Right? So,
Where's Naito go? Naito's had six title reigns or whatever now. And so he's not going to be a one and done champ. He's had his moment. He's had multiple moments in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, how do you ride him off into the sunset? I don't want to ride him off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I love Naito. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, we're seeing the youth movement here.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, okay, if they do... They won't. But if they do switch the belt over to Zach at Royal Quest in front of me and my big doughy green eyes, who wins the G1 to challenge Zach? Because it's got to be a name. It's got to sell. Who is it? It's not Okada. It's not Will Ospreay. It's not Jay White. It's not fucking Kota Ibushi.
Mm. It's tough, dude. It's tough. Shingo, Finlay, Zach.
Well, it's not going to be Zach.
And Suji.
Suji? I don't know that they're willing to put. I don't know that they're willing to put a dome show on Suji.
I don't know.
Although they did give him a big title match. Maybe that's
debuted for a fucking title match, you know?
Yeah. At Dominion. And then they did it again when he won the New Japan Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe that is where they do Naito versus Hiromu, but like with no belts on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of flat.
Yeah. I
don't know, man.
I don't know. That's why this is so interesting. Cause I just don't know.
Because there's so many people that literally could win the G1.
Yeah.
And there's spots where they could drop the belt off Naito to someone else before the dome, too. Mm. So
yeah. It's crazy, man. I just don't know. I do not
love it.
No. I actually love that because normally I did always know. So, yeah, that's a thing. So that's great. Anyway.
Final match.
Final match. Tsuji versus Finlay. This was also it from Finlay and Tsuji. I absolutely fucking love this. Just Finlay just fucking picking up Yoda Tsuji like he's Yuya, like he's fucking anybody. Power bombing the fuck out of him, throwing him, buckle bombing him. Like, it was just the strength in
Finlay. Just power bombed him like four times in a row.
Yeah.
And just was like collapsed because he's like, okay, that was really heavy.
There was a fucking sick part where what happened? Like, fucking Tsuji tries to spear Finlay, and Finlay does this like jumping knee to his head and just stops him in midair. It was fucking dope. Like, it was really cool.
Super fucking dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I loved it. Like, fuck yeah.
Finlay, I mean, I'm so sad I didn't pick him. Mm. Are you sad you didn't pick him?
I wanted him, but obviously he was Dave's first pick, was he?
Yeah. I think so.
Was he his first pick or his second pick? Hang on. I'm checking the orders from when we were all speaking the other day. I did have notes, but maybe I don't anymore. Ah, here we go.
Cards.
Who'd he do? No, he picked him second. And I am thinking, because obviously I had first, second pick, and then Dave, and then Josh had second pick. So I chose Shingo. In hindsight, even though he's had two losses, I'm feeling like, man, maybe I should have fucking got Finlay. He was definitely going to be my third, like if I could have got into him.
I had Finlay third on my list because my list went ZSJ, Naito, Finlay.
Mm. Yeah. I think I imagine Josh is feeling real good about him. Even though he's lost two matches in a row, I reckon feeling real good.
Yeah, go 0-9, that's for fucking sure.
Yeah, and I tallied up the points because it's been 19 matches. Jeff Cobb and Takeshita didn't wrestle. Takeshita wasn't available, so that's been pushed to another night or some shit. Yeah,
because he went to Peter Pan.
DDT. So currently it's all tied up because I am on 5 points. You are on 5 points. Dave,
how are you on 5 points?
Huh? Well, I don't know what they – or 5 wins. I don't know what they're scoring.
Oh, so it's 10 points. So it's good. 10
points. Oh, is it 2 for a win? What are they doing?
2 for a win, one for a tie.
Okay, then. So I'm on 10.
They're just doing G1 points.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on 10. You're on 10. Dave's on 10. Josh is on 8. And that
– Dave on 10.
Yeah.
Dave with his madness is on 10.
That's yeah, crazy. Yeah, absolutely. And so Josh – if Takeshita beats Cobb, then Josh ties it back up, right? But if Cobb wins, then you pull ahead by 2.
I'm into that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way Takeshita's looking, I'd be thinking it's probably not looking too good for Cobb, but.
Fuck, man, dude. Takeshita looks so goddamn good, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now. Stocks up. Let's do stocks up, stocks
down. Yeah, we're doing stocks up, stocks down, and then we're checking out of this because I've got to fucking do an entire other podcast about the third night, apparently. Okay.
Sweet or sour.
Sweet or sour, or yeah, stocks up, stocks down. So, Bolton Oleg, sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Super sweet.
Ren Narita?
Middle.
Middle? What's savory? Is it savory?
I like Ren Narita, but he hasn't gone to another space for me yet.
Sure. Because I would say fine match the first night, good match with ELP, but nothing banging yet. So let's say savory. It's sweet, savory, or sour. And savory is just the same. It's
gravy.
Yeah, exactly. Callum Newman.
Sweet. I think him coming out looking like Ospreay Jr.
Will Cosplay.
Another evolution in his character, Will Cosplay. And hopefully he can play in this area for a little bit and then move on and be his own man shortly.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense for him to start there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Will Ospreay comes out dressed as Hayabusa sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all okay cosplaying.
If Callum Newman wants to come out dressed as Will Ospreay.
Yeah, there you go. Shota Umino.
Sweet.
Sweet. Absolutely. Stonks up. Hanare.
oh, stock's fucking way up, buddy. Yeah,
stock's
like up. He's had nothing but fucking just every fucking minute that he's on the screen, my eyes are glued.
It's a must watch. I haven't watched, the only thing I haven't seen from him is his post-match comments from the second night. I didn't get a chance to watch through all them, but his post-match was probably my favorite post-match, easily. So, ELP.
Stock's in the middle
Savory.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Savory.
Mm-hmm.
I want the stocks to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I want his happiness to go up.
Yeah, absolutely. ZSJ.
Stock's way up. Stock's way
up. Way up.
That moment in Osaka,
mm-hmm.
the entire crowd all looking at him like, you're the fucking man, dog.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Great O'Khan.
Stock's down.
Yeah, sour.
Sour.
Sour. It's not looking.
God, that hurts to say.
It's not looking good for our boy. Jeff Cobb.
So far, stocks, I would say stocks up.
I would slightly. Say sweet. I would say sweet.
It's sweet. Mm-hmm. Good match. I'm going to see what him and Takeshita can cook up. It's mm-hmm. going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Goto.
Stocks up.
Sweet.
I mean, Goto was a finalist in the New Japan Cup, so we kind of all knew he was going to come in mm-hmm. like with all guns blazing.
Mm-hmm.
But this fucking... cowboy, you know, going out on his fucking sword, fucking one last gunfight at the OK Corral for the old man. Like, I'm digging it, man.
Yeah, that's dope. Digging it. Also, real quick note on Jeff Cobb, just before we go all the way past him, in his post-match promos, he said something about, like, I didn't fucking sign off on a new member. I know what the fuck you're talking about, blah, 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 and said all this shit. Now, I don't think a new member has joined United Empire, but I think it's in reference to comments that TJP had made about like their recruiting and all this shit. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And there's really been like an ongoing dialogue of sort of beef between TJP and the rest of United Empire. Like they're not really feeling him, mate.
Maybe we need to redo our tier list from last year mm. Of the factions within New Japan.
Mm.
Do a new tier list soon.
Yeah. It's messy.
We may not have a United Empire to put on the tier list if we wait much longer.
And they were quite high last year. But yeah, we might need to do that.
They were the S tier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Jake Lee.
Ooh, stock's down. I mean,
yeah, like, what's lower than sour? Like,
I expected nothing and still I was let
down. Yeah, see, I had no expectations. I just expected New Japan to like sign and bring in good wrestlers. So my expectations were let down. So sour. Sonata. Now you're saying sweet on Sonata. You said, I haven't seen the Newman match, so I don't know.
I say, like I said, zap yourself with a neuralizer from Men in Black.
I'll sit at savory then because. I can't say, like, the Jake Lee match made me like him any less because when you're already on the ground floor, buddy, there's nowhere really to go. So I'm going to sit at savory. I will say, though, that I liked him better than Jake Lee. So maybe it is sweet. I don't know. Just when you thought I couldn't hate anybody anymore, here we are.
Yeah,
a new challenger has entered.
Standing next to Jake Lee, like, Sonata looks like a 10.
Yeah.
Where Jake Lee's like a 2.
Yeah, so, fucking hell. Good-looking guy's my ass, man. Fucking hell. Sonata should be running that faction.
Just go ahead and watch the Sonata-Newman match.
All right, I will. I'll watch it today.
See what's going on.
I promise. All right. Yuya. Sweet.
So up.
Yeah. Sweet.
Oh, like, Yuya, I'm very sweet on Yuya. I think Yuya's showing out. Like he didn't get to do this last year.
No.
He was the Raiwa 4. Mm-hmm. It was only the Raiwa 3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of pissed that he wasn't back at this point right now, watching what he's doing
mm-hmm.
in the G1 this year.
Yeah, sure. All right, then. David Finlay.
Extra, extra sweet. I'm talking fucking with whipped cream and a cherry on top. Super sweet. Because Finlay is... Show anyone who's still got that fucking Finlay is a Jay White knockoff bullshit mm-hmm. running through their fucking mm-hmm. heads right now.
Yeah.
Knock that shit off. Check your fucking self. Pull out your fucking chip like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Dust it off.
Ball it off like a Nintendo cartridge.
Super Nintendo. Put it back in and fucking set your shit right, because David Finley is going to prove to you he's going to be the MVP of this tournament. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Then next up after David Finlay is Evil.
Middle. That's exactly what I expected from Evil. He's got me 4 points. So sweet.
Sweet. I mean, to be fair, he was fun with Gabe, and like he was better than fucking Lee. So, you know, win-win. Sweet.
Yeah.
Gabe Kidd, as if it was possible to be sweeter on anybody.
Well, we are very, very sweet on Gabe Kidd.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
We love him. Mm-hmm. He's a great kid. I heard that Megan Thee Stallion is filming a video in Japan right now. So hopefully Gabe Kidd can
get in it,
slide into the DMs. Yeah, there.
That would be sick.
Go get her, Gabe.
Yeah, yeah. Takeshita.
Oh man, fucking stock's way up, dude. Yeah. Like, so yeah, opened my fucking eyes. Like I saw DDT matches where he was in front of, you know, small crowds, and I was like, this kid's fucking good, man. Yeah. I've never seen him in AEW. Mm-hmm. And now I see him in front of a big crowd, and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is who let bro cook?
Yeah.
Like, why is he in AEW?
There's no fucking throw stopping him, mate. There's no stopping him. Yota Tsuji.
Stocks up. I mean, we love Yota around these parts, and he's coming out fucking firing on all cylinders, man. I think they're really leaning into the, you know, take him further than 15 minutes and he's going to start getting gassed and how's he going to overcome? But like, I think both of his matches have gone over 15 minutes and both of them are.
Yeah. What, that was 17 minutes and 19:50. He nearly did the full 20 minutes with Finlay. He was great.
They were both very good matches.
And physical as fuck. Like both matches were full on. And he was right there with him. So I think that's what I'm talking about, like debate is done.
Retrain your fucking audience. You don't need to give a 45 minute match. Mm-hmm. If you can throw out a fucking great 20 minute match, that's all you need.
Yeah. Absolutely. Completely agree. Shingo Takagi.
I almost said savory because I expect greatness.
Yeah, well, that is true. He suffers from greatness, from fucking mediocre excellence.
Exactly.
But he doesn't know. He suffers from excellence. Like, he's so good.
His floor is higher than most people's ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely. He's living upstairs. When those memes where it's like what the neighbor upstairs is doing, it's fucking Shingo Takagi just running the ropes.
It's Shingo.
Like, yeah.
hitting people with crazy fucking drivers and shit.
Oh, like, yeah. The Takagi driver 98 or whatever he calls it was a fucking death sentence.
I was like, oh my God, he just ended Naito.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Naito's pretty banged up, guys. We're just going to give him a nice, easy tournament and get into Wrestle Kingdom. Shingo's like, fuck that. Drop him on his fucking head.
Not my friend.
I love how Naito's like, fuck that though. Fuck my neck. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. Eh?
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. And then lastly,
when he's fucking, he's 50, he's not going to be able to walk. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I feel like we constantly do, like, the conversation is like fucking Naito's like on the way out. He'll probably wrestle for another fucking 10 years, you know. next up, Naito. How are you feeling about him?
Sour. No wins for my number one draft pick.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. He has like had good matches though.
Oh, he's had great matches.
Like, I definitely enjoyed him. Like, he showed why he's the fucking champion. Like, I still think, like you said, he's struggling in some bits and how much of that's selling and how much is whatever, but both the Shingo Takagi match and the ZSJ match had absolute value. So
loved them. Loved them both.
Yeah.
Loved them both. Mm-hmm. I'm just pissed because he didn't win either one of them. And my fucking team is suffering. Imagine if I had fucking 14 points right now.
Yeah, that would feel better. Buddy. Would definitely feel better. Oh well. Either way, very, very good. So night three is tonight. There's some tags to start, but it kicks off with Takeshita versus Cobb. So I fucking can't wait for that. Yeah. We've got Takeshita versus Cobb, Sabre versus Newman, Takagi versus Great O'Khan, Umino versus Gabe Kidd. Fucking circle a lot of these. Sonata versus Evil. The loaded gun again pointed square in my face. And then Naito versus Jake Lee. Oh, the back end of this card. I'm glad we're getting it out of the way because these are some fucking punishers that they're starting with here. Jesus Christ.
When I saw Sonata versus Evil pop up,
We need to swap blocks. I think we need to swap blocks.
I laughed so hard, I scared the dogs.
Yeah, you're like, Rafe is going to fucking lose it. He's already on the edge. Oh,
just wait God. Until the app starts crashing on you in the middle of the match and you have to turn it back on because you have to talk about it.
Oh, God. Takeshita versus Cobb, amazing. Sabre versus Newman will be great. Takagi versus Great O'Khan will be decent. Fucking Great O'Khan can't have a good match with Takagi. Fucking get him out of this company.
He's been having good matches.
That's true. He just can't get a win. I don't think we're going to fucking see it tonight either. Umino versus Kid, though, circle it.
There's hate
in them woods. And then Sonata versus Evil, who cares? And then Jake Lee and Naito again. Jake Lee probably getting his win back and smarmily fucking grinning at the oh, God. Fucking hate him. All right, cool. Well, there you go. Tell people where to find us. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Well, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at InchiBonSweet. You can also find us on patreon.com/countoutpod, where you can find our extra shows and extra shows from all of the creators on the Count Out Podcasting Network. Mm-hmm. You can find Rafe on Instagram and Twitter at FacesFeelsCast. You can find me on Instagram at eldestructo83. You can find Rafe's other show, The Faces and Feels Cast, on the Patreon, on the Count Out Podcasting Network, where Rafe will introduce you to tons of different independent wrestlers, and you can get to know a different side of them, from not just their character and who they play in the ring, but who they are as people, a little peek behind the curtain for you. And you can find my other show, The Throw and Dice Podcast, where I talk about tabletop wargaming, tabletop role-playing, and all of the hobby that's fit to hobby. That's really it.
That's it. You know what? We should just quickly talk on, because just to run back to the G Wandering format, is the next episodes. We're doing an episode for every night of G1. So the next episode will be just me talking about night 3. Then it'll be you talking about 4, 5, and et cetera. So let's quickly do your preview as well, because I just saw your block and I'm really leaning towards us swapping blocks. Because you have Goto versus Oleg, Cobb versus Narita, ELP versus Tsuji, Hanare versus Finley, and Yuya versus Takeshita.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I think I should do the B block. Were we really set on me doing the A? Because I could just do the B and Rafe, that. Yeah.
Eat a whole bag of
fuck's sake. God damn it, it was worth a try. It was worth a try. I never stood a chance.
Guess what? So night 3 is yours, night 4 is mine, night 5 is yours, night 6 will actually be the 100th upload of our show.
And is it you or is it me?
It's me. Mm. So
do we do a joint one?
No, I think what we need to do is really plan something and do a special 100th anniversary.
That sounds like something we'll definitely follow through on.
Well, we're going to try real hard.
I've met us before. That's never happening. We should.
Anniversary edition, and it comes here during the fucking G Wondering. It's going to be 15 minutes of me, right before work.
Yeah. Maybe we need to do the maths and actually do the 100th episode when it's the 100th episode of You and Me Together, because there's a lot of numbers there clocked up by G Wanderings. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that. It's our, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
You're like, I'm going to do it, and it's going to be just me.
Just me.
Fair enough. You can do it. I don't care.
No, I think we should have a big anniversary celebration after the G1.
Yeah, sure. We'll do like our wrap up one will be our like belated 100th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Exactly.
All right then. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody out there. Rate and subscribe. Listen or die. What is it? I fucking forgot my shit again.
Eat bubblegum. Love your taste. Be nice to your mom and listen to the podcast.
It's
bye-bye.
Rate, subscribe, listen or die. Spirit of fight. Style is strong. Sweet cast.
Ichiba.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Do you have interests in Joshi, specifically stardom? And you've asked yourself, where do I start? How do I learn? Well, good news for you. The Count Out Podcast Network has a podcast dedicated to the history of World Wonder Ring Stardom that can help you learn, watch, and enjoy. This is the Stardom Road Podcast, hosted by Trent Brewer and myself, Scott Evans. Every other week, we dive into the history of wrestling's biggest women's promotion today. We have you covered.
Stardom Road is the perfect podcast for new fans looking to learn all about the deep history of the wrestlers, events, and championships they're seeing for the very first time, or for those who have been there from the very beginning simply looking to remember the good old days. So join us for multi-episode deep dives into the history of key figureheads like Arisa Hoshiki and smaller discussions on key role players like Chris Wolfe. Find out about the lineage of championships like the High Speed Belt or how the various tournaments have changed over the years. And of course, spend time with us discussing important topics like how to costume change battle royals or the very peak of the company.
You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Join us on the Stardom Road.